Day 78.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
We had this talk too many times. I've nearly memorized all my lines. I turn my eyes away from you and notice the skies have lost their hue.
Seamstress throwing a curveball there. That was the new single by Seamstress. Welcome to Look at My Records. It's called Everything by my friend Gabby, professionally known as Seamstress. And I'm very excited and happy today to welcome Jackie Cohen to the studio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Jackie's coming through town on tour with the Lemon Twigs, and you played at Music Hall of Williamsburg last night with rubber band gun and the lemon twigs, and it was an awesome show. How'd the show go? I loved the affirmation portion of your set, by the way.
I've been trying to incorporate some positive energy into my show.
There was one guy that was really into it. Yeah, remember that guy?
Yeah, I do. I've been trying to find someone to trim my bangs for me while we're in town. Because I used to cut them myself, but I won't do it anymore because I have no vision for hair cutting. And he had offered up his mother's shears. His mom's a hairstylist. But I didn't see the note until too late. So
he's
just an overall helpful, happy guy. Really glad he was in the audience.
Shout out to that helpful bangs guy.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I know that's hard because I have to trim my mustache and it's very challenging. So.
Really?
But yeah.
I've never done it. I've never trimmed a mustache. So I don't know.
It's hard because otherwise it gets in your mouth. But anyway, enough about hair, facial hair, head hair. You had a big 2018. You put out two EPs, Tacoma Night Terrors Part 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Both really great EPs. But in preparing for this interview, I was learning a lot more about you. I learned that you didn't really start writing, recording music until after you were done at college. You went to college in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. How'd you decide or determine that, hey, I want to start doing music? Because you're really more of a writer, literature type of person before that.
It was really something I kind of fell into accidentally. I was, at that time, I was in school, but everyone I knew outside of school was in music. And so I was sort of involved in the music scene without actually being a musician myself. And, you know, over the course of a couple of years and being surrounded by people recording and writing their own songs and their, you know, like instruments strewn across my apartment at all times and going on a couple of tours, you know, singing backup and stuff. It was just something I developed an interest in and found myself thinking about more and more and enjoying more than like sitting down and writing like serious essays about, you know, things that weren't fun for me to be thinking about.
So around that time, was that the first time you picked up a guitar and started playing, or did you have any experience playing music just casually before then?
I think I learned the three basic chords in high school, right?
What are those chords?
You got your C, you got your G, you got your D. Three.
And your husband Jonathan's also here?
No. Yeah, this Jonathan Rado sitting beside me.
Formerly of Foxygen, right?
Yeah. Currently of Foxygen.
Currently of Foxygen.
Yeah.
Was there a breakup rumor I heard?
There were many.
Many? Yeah. Well, let's squelch them right now.
Squelched.
They're squelched. But so you learned the three basic chords and then kind of started writing your own stuff.
Yeah, I think, well, in high school, I wrote a Vice dance, Will You Go to Vice With Me song on guitar. Not for you.
Yeah.
Asked Stephen Palazzo to go with me while you were in college.
Did he say yes?
He did say yes. It was a pretty good
shout out to Stephen Palazzo. Yeah.
Wow, what a nice guy. So cool of you to take my wife to Vice. Shout out to Stephen.
Stephen Palazzo, if you're out there, hey man, what's up?
Back off.
So that was the first song I ever wrote. That's really where my began to floor so, my career. What? I'm so sorry. I can't drink this oat Americano. I really needed an oat cappuccino this morning, and this oat Americano is not working.
Hey, you deserve the correct order. It's all good.
I know.
It's rough stuff.
So
rough stuff.
So tell me, that Vice song didn't make the cut for Tacoma Night Terrors?
It's actually track one, Tacoma Night Terror.
But tell me, because I also read that Tacoma Night Terrors, which is released in two parts, two EPs, part one, I've Got the Blues, right? Mm-hmm. And then Elegy, what's it called?
Self-fulfilling Elegy.
Yes, was the second one. That's a five-song one. You wrote these songs a couple of years before it was released. Did you also record them a couple of years before?
Those songs, All Except Make You Sick, which was written a little later and recorded this last summer, actually. It was kind of, it just tacked on last minute. all of those songs were written summer 2015 and recorded the same summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the concept behind the two EPs, because you could have probably, they do sound different, but you had 9 songs you could have released an LP. Why'd you decide to split it up into 2 EPs? It seems like they both have kind of an overarching concept behind each of them, right?
Yeah. When I started working with Space Bomb, we decided it would be sort of an interesting concept to break it into parts, to give it a little bit more of like a narrative arc in a way. And we divided the EP into a part that, this is the actual extent of the concept. One part was blue and one part was green. I felt like the first half, part one, had a little bit more of a, it was like a little moodier and a little sadder, a little more serious. And the second half was a little like more, it's a little more twisted in a way. And I felt like the first half was a little bit more reflective of like a sad period I was going through. And the second half was a little more reflective of this like sort of insomnia period, not sort of like not this period where I was not sleeping at all. And the songs were getting a little crazier.
They're both awesome EPs. Tell me a little bit about the recording. You did work with Jonathan, right? And the D'Addario brothers of mm-hmm. the Lemon Twigs, who you're currently on tour with.
Yeah. So after I finished college, Rado and I had been living in New York, and we recorded Bold in our apartment in New York. After I finished college, we moved back to the Valley where we grew up, and we built a studio in our garage. My dad built it, actually. And Rado started working in there a lot, and he met the D'Addario brothers and asked them to come out and work on their record in our garage. And while they were doing that, I was writing songs in the house. And so pretty soon after they finished recording, I had written a bunch of songs, and we decided to just record them all in the same setup and have the guys come back and play and be the backing band.
It was like 2 months later.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about the experience?
It was a great experience.
It was dope. It was a lot of fun.
Dope.
And so then how'd the relationship with Space Bomb come about? Did you record that before or after, or did you have it recorded already before they expressed interest?
Yeah, everything was recorded in 2015. And then I sort of didn't know what to do with it because I'd never like really been involved in that scene. But like I'd never put music online before. It wasn't something that I did all the time. I'd never played with my own band. And I felt like that was something that everyone in music had that I didn't. You know, they'd all been doing it since high school, or you know, had been like recording on their own on like 4-track or GarageBand or whatever they recorded on forever, and I'd never done it, so I kind of felt like illegitimate or something, so I didn't really show anyone for a long time. Then I spent a couple more years touring with Foxygen, and that's sort of how I met the Space Bomb guys. They did orchestral arrangements for the last Foxygen record.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then some of the guys from their house band played in our live band for that tour. And so I got to know them. And by the end of the tour, when things were wrapping up, I sort of expressed like, you know, I have all this music that I don't know what to do with. And I'm thinking I might actually want to put it out. And and this guy, Matt White, who works at Space Bomb, asked me to send it over to him. And they really liked it. And so, yeah, we started working together that way.
That's incredible. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Space Bomb put out a lot of great stuff. I really like your stuff. I also like the last Natalie Press record, not the most recent one, but the one before. Great label. They seem very supportive as well.
It's an amazing community.
They're wonderful people.
So tell me about some of your experiences in 2018. In addition to the two EPs, you also toured with Alex Cameron. Mm-hmm. And was it your first European tour, touring with Mac DeMarco?
Yeah.
First time touring in Europe?
Well, I toured with Foxygen in Europe. But yeah, that was my first U.S. tour and my first European tour.
Tell me a little bit about those experiences. Did you love it, or what was it like?
That was sort of, I mean, that this has probably been the most fun year of my life, I think. Yeah, touring with Alex was amazing. It was a really nice, just like comfortable family vibe. You know, it's always nice touring with people who you feel like safe around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then touring in Europe with Mac was just like crazy. We had a couple of headline shows where we played for like three people in, you know, like three French people that weren't having it with us. And then the next day we'd play for like 3,000 people yeah. in a giant warehouse, you know? So it was really, it was just bizarre in a lot of ways and really exciting.
Congratulations on all that success, though. That's awesome.
Thank you.
To put out two great EPs and do two great tours in 2018. I've heard you have another EP on the way.
I've got an LP on the way.
LP on the way? That's mm-hmm. very exciting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I can't tell you too much yet, but I think I did the record in Richmond, Virginia with the Space Bomb guys. So their house band is the band on the record, and it's a co-production, Matt White and Rado. And we're going to put it out sometime like late spring.
Very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. And I definitely want to play some songs from Tacoma Night Terror Part 2 and Tacoma Night Terror Part 1. We were talking before. I was saying I'd love to play Make You Sick, The Trip, and Bold. Tell me a little bit about these tracks. Make You Sick, really love the song. I read that Bold is a diss track as well. I don't know if someone just said that or if that's actually true.
I think that it's a little true and a little untrue. you know, like when I think I've said this before in interviews, but when I write songs, it always comes from a sort of like a real place, like a, you know, some kind of real emotion, and then narrativize a little bit to make a better song. What else?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Bold?
Bold. Yeah. Yeah. So real
emotion. Recorded that on 8-track cassette.
7-track.
In Manhattan, New York City.
Mm-hmm. And what's the... Tell me about your experiences recording on 8-track. I know it can be challenging, right? Recording on tape.
Rita's good at it.
Yeah. It's all I know, really. I am terrible at working computers, actually. So
Rita just if you put me on Pro Tools. My first 8-track.
Yeah, it's
I've
true.
I've never had one before.
Tascam.
No
Yamaha.
Yamaha, nice.
Yamaha.
That's good. That's the stealth brand. Mm-hmm. I always hear about Tascam.
They make good... cassette machines, they make good motorcycles.
They do it all. Jet skis too, mm-hmm. man. Don't forget. Snowmobiles as well. Very yeah, diverse
it's a,
company.
It's a very diverse company. Yeah.
But was this recorded all on 8-track?
No.
Your two EPs or?
No.
Well, the Bold was recorded on 8-track.
7-track.
7-track. The most of the EPs were recorded on 16-track. And then Make You Sick was on 24-track.
Awesome.
Got everything.
It's a wide-ranging track count.
So we're working our way from most tracks to least tracks for these next three songs. We got Make You Sick on 24-track, The Trip on 8-track.
16.
And then Bald on 7.
On 7.
And the first two are from Tacoma Night Terror Part 2, Self-Fulfilling Elegy. And the third one, Bald, is from Tacoma Night Terror Part 1, I've Got the Blues, which you can get on CD and tape via jackiecohen.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, listen to the fidelity decline.
Yeah, love the fidelity dip. Hill. Yeah. There's also a Vinyl Me Please version of both of these EPs as one LP as well, which you can get from vinylmeplease.com, which I did.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Vinyl Me Please.
Please, Vinyl Me. Jackie Cohen's Tacoma Night Terror Part 1 and 2. You guys are going to listen to these songs right now. Again, Make You Sick, The Trip, and Bold. Enjoy, and we'll be back. We'll be playing some records. Enjoy.
better when I leave you be. I got my reasons for treating you the way I did, but I wish I didn't make you sick.
Make you sick if you find it hard.
just found. I'd have stayed away, and that's where I'm staying now.
What a great song. What three great songs by Jackie Cohn. Oh, man. We just heard the beginning of Ladies Man. But I got to cut you guys off because we're saving that for the end. Another great song. Everyone, you'll be very excited to hear it. But we heard Make You Sick, The Trip, and Bold by Jackie Cohn, my guest today. The first two off of Tacoma Night Terror Part 2, Self-Fulfilling Elegy. And Bold is off of Tacoma Night Terror Part 1, I've Got the Blues, which was released in June. Part 2 released in October. You can get them both on CD and tape at Jackie's show tonight. They're available at the merch table at Music Hall of Williamsburg or on Bandcamp, jackiecohen.bandcamp.com. And as we said before, there's a Vinyl Me Please version of both of them on wax, vinylmeplease.com.
Mm-hmm. One now, wax.
One wax, one wax. Two EPs on one piece of wax. But now we're transitioning to the second portion of the program where you pick some records and CDs from my record / compact disc collection. And we're going to play some songs from them. First up, I was so happy to see you picked one of my favorite artists, Robin Hitchcock. Glass Hotel off of Storefront Hitchcock, which is music by Robin Hitchcock from the Jonathan Demme film. So tell me a little bit about why you picked this song, you big Robin Hitchcock fan.
I love Robin Hitchcock. This isn't my most listened to Robin Hitchcock record. I like the one, what's it called? It's got the star on the cover.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, those are so underrated. It's like two records that he put out in the late 90s. Yeah. I forget what they're called, but I have them on CD because I don't think they're on vinyl.
I had a CD and I used to listen to it. It was like one of my like 10 CDs in my car or whatever in high school.
Yeah.
And I had it on constantly. Which is why I can't remember what it's called, but I remember what it looks like.
Yeah, there's the ones that John Bryan did.
Yeah, those are really good, and I feel like very overlooked in his catalog. So shout out to you guys. Yeah, good stuff.
I got into Robin Hitchcock. I remember it was in high school, and I was over at Rado's house, and it was really late, and he put on Storefront Hitchcock, and you fell asleep. But I stayed up and watched the whole thing. And I remember hearing, like, when he played Glass Hotel, it was like, I'd never heard anything like that before. It was so beautiful. And so, I mean, it was just like, I didn't really have a huge, like, music wasn't a huge part of my childhood. I don't have any other family members in music. You know, my parents like the Beatles. They like Pink Floyd or, you know, whatever. So I grew up with, like, the White Album and Dark Side of the Moon. And, like, that's it. And you know, I was never in bands. I didn't really play instruments, whatever. High school was when I first started like developing an interest in music. And that recording is one of the standout ones, like something I really remember feeling like, oh my God, this is like important.
Yeah. And he's the best. Mm-hmm. Wow. Great pick and great story behind it too, right? Storefront Hitchcock by Robin Hitchcock.
And legit.
Very legit.
Very cool. Very cool.
He is very cool.
He's also, he is Alfred Hitchcock's son.
Really?
No.
No, that's it. I was like, I
didn't know. We were just talking about Silence of the Lambs, you know? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of that stuff.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs. That's
Robin Hitchcock.
Jonathan Demme.
The best Alfred Hitchcock film.
Best film. Yeah.
Best film Hitchcock ever did.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And all right, next up we got Pavement, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, Range Life. Great diss track, a little bit of a diss on there. You know, Smashing Pumpkins, Stone Temple Pilots diss.
Yeah.
Tell me about this one that you picked.
I listened to that record a lot in New York. That was like a big earbud record. And then, for whatever reason, it sort of came back into our lives this past summer when we were recording. I think that there's just I really like the, like the grittiness of that record and that song in particular, because they're really beautiful songs, but like not in, you know, like a classically beautiful
way,
which is something that interests me because I don't know if I've ever actually achieved like. Typical. I can't do real beautiful. That's not in my skill set. So I love the. I love alt beauty.
Alt beauty is beautiful, mm-hmm. For real. Yeah. What a record is like Pavement's breakout record. So many good catchy tracks on that one, especially really Range Life. So
yeah,
awesome song. After that, Pinups by David Bowie. You chose Sorrow, the late David Bowie. We lost him too soon, definitely.
Wait, David Bowie died?
Sadly, he did, man. I hate to break the news to you.
What do you mean?
He's immortal, actually, probably, right?
He is the Black Star.
Yeah.
Definitely had like the most, probably one of the most memorable deaths in the past 10 years. You know?
Yeah.
Like it was the biggest, he had the biggest death party.
Yeah.
Of anyone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Besides that movie where Bill Murray is dying and he throws himself a death party. Anyone ever see that?
Is it called Death Party?
I think it's called Get Low.
Get Low, like the song Get low. Ying Yang low. Twins.
That song was on heavy rotation on the bat mitzvah circuit when I was in middle school. Inappropriate.
Very inappropriate song.
A lot of 7th and 8th graders like grinding when I think about it.
Yeah, we grew up in an age where when I was in middle school, people were grinding. And
we
it was
were all
weird.
Grinding.
It was
Who
weird.
Let us do that?
Yeah.
Parents were all there.
Adults.
It's a religious ceremony.
What's wrong? That's what's wrong with baby boomers. They let us do stuff like that.
I never ground.
We're a real yin yang.
I never.
Thank you for saying that. It takes. That was.
I'm just gonna say it.
But why pinups though? Great David Bowie record, but there's so many great David Bowie records.
I never.
Why that one?
I had one really, a big Bowie phase my freshman year of college. I listened to Hunky Dory like every day, so that was like my first David Bowie phase. And then I didn't really listen to David Bowie at all for a really long time. And then this past summer, I was just sort of like, I don't even know why. I was watching like interviews or something, Bowie interviews. And then the video for Sorrow just like popped up in my thing and I clicked on it and I'd never heard pinups before. And it was like the best song ever.
Yeah.
It's a cover. Yeah. And we were all trying to work out a cover of it for this tour, but it wasn't working. We sounded like
you get two guitars going and a bass and drum on that song. Just has a bar band quality to it.
We're going to try and work out the kinks. Yeah, I don't know. That song just got me like really excited about performing music again for some reason. So I think it's just an amazing performance and he can just do it with such a simple song and it's a cover and whatever, but it's just like magical.
It's really good.
It is a magical song. Jackie, you're nailing this portion of the program, I gotta say, guys.
Yeah.
Nailing it.
I love it. A+.
I'm not sure if we're gonna have time for the next two, but we'll go through the next one of Montreal, Cherry Peel. You picked Don't Ask Me to Explain. This record is interesting for me because I've always known them. They are an Elephant Six collective band from Athens, Georgia. But this record was actually put out on my friend Glenn Morrow's label, based out of Hoboken, New Jersey, Bar None Records. And I didn't really know that until a couple of years ago.
Jersey.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, New Jersey's a great state, man. Great state.
Sopranos
of Montreal label.
I got a great prosciutto.
Yeah, prosciutto is really good.
Antipasto.
I have that on every single holiday. Next time you come to Christmas at my Aunt Rose's house next year, guys.
We'll see you there.
We'll get the
gabagool. There will be antipasto there. Yeah. But
drop the vowel.
Yeah,
it's so cool. I'm start doing that in my life.
Antipasto. Just do it with any word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jack.
Compute.
E. Yeah.
Well, not E. Yeah.
We got Jack.
I am. Jack. I was thinking about rebranding as Jack Cohen. You know, there's another Jackie Cohen on Twitter who's verified. I think she's like involved in politics. Maybe has a political podcast or something. But she's kicking my behind on the Twitter game. So I think I have
we
to rebrand.
Fight back.
I can't. She's just.
Back.
I can't become the top Jackie Cohen on Twitter this way. Mm. Be Jack Cohen.
Jack.
So tell me of Montreal Cherry Peel. Tell me about it.
One of my first favorite records.
Yeah.
Again, I talk about you too much. It's embarrassing. Rado
I'm put, in the studio.
Rado put me on, put one of the songs on a mixtape for me in high school. And I think that was probably one of my first indie records. that I got into.
Very
because
indie.
Before I started listening to like new music in high school, all I listened to was like Dashboard Confessional and My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that's okay. Everyone.
Yeah. So this
is part of the time.
I love this record because it's a little emo still.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was a good transition for me out of Dashboard Confessional world into like good music.
Yeah. I totally agree too, because the songwriting, the lyrics are very like personal and emo.
Really confessional. Yeah. And like, you know, really sad, beautiful songs. Yeah. But it's such incredible music.
Yeah. Such good pop songwriting, mm-hmm. you know, like great arrangements, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Barnes. Legit genius.
What's up, Kevin Barnes? We're going to play some of your music, but let's get to it. We're playing Robin Hitchcock, Pavement, David Bowie of Montreal, kicking things off with Glass Hotel from Storefront Hitchcock. We'll be back to wrap things up shortly.
Like you were in a glass hotel. Seems like there was someone else as well. It seems like. Seems like everything was going well. It seems like you were up there in your glass hotel. It seems like. Someone standing with you who just wasn't there at all, and you were It seems like there was someone else's. Well, it seems like.
Talk becomes slow, but there's one thing I'll never forget. Hey, you gotta pay your dues before you pay the rent. Over the turnstiles and out in the traffic, there's ways of living, and it's the way I'm living. Right or wrong, it's all that I can do, and I wouldn't want to let you be. I want a range life, if I could settle.
Cross table with a penny in each eye. Don't ask me to explain. lives together by an angry sea. Am I the devil's marbles? Don't move on without me. Who will be watching my body when I sleep? Who will I believe in? But I'm just too shy. Don't ask me to explain. Don't ask me to explain. I'd like to marry all of my close friends, live in a big house together by an angry sea. Am I the devil's marbles? Don't move on without me. Who will be watching my body when I sleep? Who will I believe in?
Table sounds a little fuzzy. What's up with that? Radio Free Brooklyn.
A little buzz.
A little buzzy.
We're
gonna have to fix that.
But music.
It's like a grounding issue.
That's what it's all about.
It's a grounding issue.
Character, a unique experience.
Very unique experience. But sadly, Jackie, we're coming to the end of the program. It was so great to have you and Jonathan here, though. You guys are awesome musicians. Love both of your work.
Thank you so much.
Your two EPs are incredible. So tell me, what's in store for 2019? You mentioned you have an LP coming out. You're going down to South by Southwest in March.
Yep, I'm going to be at South by. I am putting out my LP, which I'm so excited about. It's a lot different than the EPs, and I'm like so ready to share it.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
And That's spring, you said?
Yeah,
spring-ish.
We are on the cusp of an announcement.
Oh my gosh, can't wait for these announcements. So tell me, you guys playing tonight again? Is Rubber Band Gun playing tonight again?
It's Purr, which is
called Purr.
Yeah, Jack and Eliza, New York based, very cool.
I also recorded them.
That's true. You did their last record.
And the Lemon Twigs again.
You've recorded.
You know what I realized? These two nights at Music Hall of Williamsburg, I recorded every single band.
That's great. That's what you got to do.
It's really a Jonathan Rado retrospective.
I'm only going to shows of artists you've recorded.
Yeah. I'm like the grandfather of these two nights.
The godfather of these two nights at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. Gabagool.
I'm going to make you a record you can't refuse.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to refuse this next Jackie Cohen LP for
Thanks
sure.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. And you guys got other tour dates coming up, right? You said you're heading down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
right after this.
Making our way across the country. Look it up, JackieCohenMusic.com. Find your city.
Find your city. You guys, thanks again so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
such a pleasure having you guys. And if you guys want to hear Jackie's music, you want to purchase it, again, that's JackieCohen.bandcamp.com. Cassette, CD, digital download, available on all streaming services as well. And of course, that Vinyl Me Please vinyl version, limited to, I think, 750 copies I read. Mm-hmm. So act on that quick, guys. There's limited amount.
There's only four left.
Shit, get it.
Vinyl Me.
Please. All right, we're... My joke is
take my wife's vinyl, please.
All right, we're ending the show with a track called Ladies Man from your first EP. Here we go. See you guys next week.
Chase a man.